Let me give you another one. Now, coming back to my scripture, but I want you to see that we are who he says we are so we can act like him. Give me Ephesians 1, 22, let's see, 22, I believe. Give me this one in the passion. Ephesians 1, 22. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it good to search the scripture?
Amen.
And it says, and he alone, who? Who else? Nobody. He alone. He alone is the leader and the source of everything needed in the church. Why are we bringing other stuff in? Why are we allowed to, who? And see, we think about, when we mention the church, we'll think about what? Point at yourself. So here's the church. He alone is the source and leader. He alone is the leader and source of everything needed where? In the church. You need healing, he provides. You need finance, he provides. You need peace, he provides. You need life, he's provided it. You need joy, he's provider. He alone. That's why he said, I come to tell you the kingdom of God is accessible. And when you got born again, you qualified because he joined you to himself so there would be nothing to hinder you from receiving. And Satan trying, and this is why doubt and unbelief have tried to creep into the church among believers and make you doubt that God won't do it. And I got to do this. I did that. No, he told you, when I join you to myself, there's nothing between you and me.
Amen.
I made you righteous like myself. You are in right standing with me. I find no guilt or shame in you. And what you need, I have it. What is required? You walk. You let love be the dominant force and operation in your life and your faith to get you what you need every time.
Amen.
You know what some people do? They kind of blink it like a toe frog in a hailstone. No, you have to go, you got to get a bulldog tenacity. You got to go after it with everything in you. This is mine, and I refuse to live without it. Pain hits your body. No, you don't do this. I won't allow it. You have no right to do it.
Amen.
Now, in the name of Jesus, you get it. But you know what most of us do? Oh, I feel so bad. I don't know. And then what we're looking for. Now, I'm gonna stay on the pots. We all gonna grab this and we're gonna run with it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's why we're teaching, so we'll know. Amen. What we done in the past gonna be what? In the past. So he alone is the source, is the leader and the source of everything needed in the church. God has put everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ. How much he put it beneath it. Did y'all see that? Everything beneath the authority of Jesus Christ. And has what? Given him a higher rank above all others. There's nobody higher than Jesus.
Amen.
Now watch this. There's nobody higher than Jesus. That's what it said, right? Give me the second chapter and the sixth verse. Second chapter, Ephesians, sixth verse. Nobody higher than Jesus. It's okay. He has raised us up with Christ and did what? Raised us up with Christ, the exalted one, and we ascended with him into the glorious perfection and authority of the heavenly realm. For we are now what? Co-seated as one with Christ. So if nobody above him, he the highest rank, what did that put me and you? Putting right there, so nobody's above us. We carry the highest rank. Amen. While he on earth. Are you seeing it?
Yes,
you see how Satan have done us and condemned you about this sin and that sin. And when you got the blood, you got the name, you got 1 John 1:9. And all you need to do is educate yourself and know that sin, I don't do it.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
I mean, you can do something out of ignorance, but once you learn, if you stick your hand into a place that's a burning place with fire, and if your finger get burned, you're going to take it out, whoo, and then you're going to say, let me do it again. No, you're not going to do that.
You don't do that no more.
You're getting away from that.
Amen.
If I see you doing that, I know something wrong with you. You got another spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, where do we stop at? where do we stop at? All right. Huh? Amen. So let's go back to where we stopped at. We in the 9th chapter of Mark, Matthew Gospel. Well, that's where we were. Matthew Gospel, that's where we were. Matthew 9. That's where we were, right? Okay. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching us in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Watch what happened now. This is where we close, because it's... But when he saw the multitude... See. Remember, he came to let people know that this kingdom is accessible now. I'm telling you, this year, the kingdom of God is accessible to you. What you went through last year, you have to do it this year. Isn't that good news? When he saw the multitude, he was moved. You can see, I need to finish this statement. He was moved with what? He will move with compassion on them because they did what? They fainted and were what? Scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. When he saw how they were hurting, compassion moved him. Now watch this. Compassion moved him. And I'm going to stop right here, but I need to make this statement. Compassion moved him. Here's what he said to me. He did that, didn't he?
Yes, sir.
He said, but that was not my true children. Because the new birth hadn't taken place. He said, that was not my real children. He said, but you are my body now, because you've been born again. He said, I did that for them. Compassion moved me when I saw them. What will he do for his children? My God.